Canada's Best Country, KSU 105.7, Janet Kramer, and I Got the Boy. About 7:37, tomorrow we'll be at BK on Hamilton.
We will.
And that's why we're going to talk to our buddy Dave Ferris today from Sneaky's. Dave, I understand it's been a pretty busy week for you there at Sneaky's.
Yeah, it's been a really busy week. No customers, so we're really busy.
It's funny because on Monday when we heard news about Sneaky's, I had, I think, 7 or 8 people reach out to me on Facebook. I'd say even before 10 o'clock, let me know what was going on there. So, Dave, obviously very loved by the Sioux City community.
Well, I'm going to work really hard not to get emotional here, but the only reason I'm emotional is because it's the outpouring from the community has just been, it's really been overwhelming from, I mean, we've had, you know, you're going to Burger King tomorrow?
Yep, tomorrow. Yeah,
Shannon Saltzman, you know, owns all the Burger King's, calls yesterday, and they're offering up their walk-in coolers, their conference rooms, their, you know, I had one restaurant called me up and said they've got 15 employees ready to come over and help. It's just, it's crazy. Jerry's Pizza sent us 3 pizzas. Rick Dominowski sent them. I mean, it's just
nice.
It's crazy how people rally. And then my daughter's actually started, I believe yesterday or maybe the night before, they're kind of, we're going to try to make some fun of this. And they're, you know, not some fun, but keep it light.
Right.
And they're posting all of our, on our Facebook page now, they're posting all of our progress and shots of us, you know, going through it all. And it's just great. I mean, this, you know, Denny Bullock, your guy down there, Powell, calls me 7 o'clock yesterday morning from Baton Rouge. It's just, it's wonderful. It's just a great, great community. And the competitors of our business that have just all stepping up trying to help, it's just, it's a great feeling.
Well, you still have your catering going on. You're doing that from a different location. Tony told everybody it was from my house.
Stony Creek Hotel has offered us their whole kitchen down there. We do a lot of catering in their hotel. So
that's a better location.
Well, we actually have 3 catering jobs this weekend. We'll be, all of our mobile food units are running. They cook as wonderful as our restaurant. I always say sometimes our catering, our food is as best as you can get. So
there
we'll be doing a lot of catering out of Stony Creek Hotel and using their coolers and freezers down there in their kitchen. And so, yeah, feel free if, you know, people call us down here at 252-0522. We'll, I booked a wedding for October yesterday, and we're really, I mean, meeting again with the insurance guys this morning. My goal, I don't know if we can hold to it. They started out saying it would take us 90 days. I'm saying February 1st.
Nice.
Saying February 1st because I got literally 19 of the most amazing employees that are working literally from 8 in the morning till we drug out of here after 10 o'clock last night, stripping it down, taking it apart, cleaning it up, and getting ready for the new stuff to come in. So it's, people don't see people work like our guys around here work normally. So we're going to be aggressive on the renovation. We want to get reopened. We want to get doing what we do and back mixing with the people.
Right there at Sneaky's, once again, available for catering right now. And we're hoping you bounce back as soon as you can right there at Sneaky's on Gordon Drive.
And I'm glad to see you're kind of making fun and light of it and enjoying it. Because I kind of wanted to ask you if you were going to add smoked meat to your menu.
Yeah. We walked in last night and I said, you know what? Broasted chicken smells much better than smoked chicken.
There you go.
We're going back to the broasted. You know, that's kind of what we want to do, and that's where we'll go. And
excellent.
But, guys, I really appreciate everything you guys are doing and in our corner and keeping people updated. And so I just thank everybody, and I really, really appreciate it.
And nobody was hurt, and a quick response on our firefighters and our personnel. So,
oh, my God, our fire department was, you know what, I got to be honest real quick. When they pulled up, I was in a dead panic because we were put on the back, and the fire was raging out of our storeroom outside in the back. And we had one of our catering trucks was parked right next to it. And on the back of that catering truck was 200-pound propane tanks. And I just, you know, those things are like, I don't have to tell you, God forbid ever. And they just, those guys were just masters when they pulled into the lot, how they took care of everything. Yeah, hats off to the Sioux City Fire and Rescue. I think our building is still standing today because they're a great group of guys and ladies. So thanks to them.
And I'm betting they're going to get some chicken at some point.
They will get some chicken at some point. We'll have a grand reopening, and you guys will be the center of it, and we'll have some fun.
Well, you know what? After the week you've had, Dave, the least we can do for you is play your request by the Zac Brown Band. I don't know if you've heard of it before. It's called Chicken Fried. So,
Dave, remember, crank up my radio here and enjoy it.
There you go. Dave, thanks a lot for the update, and best of luck to you there at Sneaky's.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
I wish everyone had the perspective of Dave Ferris.
I know.
ZBB now on KSU.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. It goes.